We're here on KSOM as we talk track and field. As the spring is coming, it hasn't sprung completely yet, but it's certainly gorgeous outside for late winter. And the girls and boys are getting a chance to run outdoors. As we talk girls track and field, Audubon had a couple of relays that made it to state last year. Again, they're combined with Xyrie HK this year. And their head coach, Lanny Christensen, joins us now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your track team as you get ready for another season?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I've got 17 girls that want to be there, that want to work hard, that want to get better. We definitely have some big shoes to fill from last year. But I do think I have some younger girls that are willing to step up and want to make that happen. 2A definitely is very competitive. It was eye-opening for us last year. But again, I do think I have girls that want to work hard, so I'm excited.
Great. With your 17 girls returning, where do you feel like you're strongest at coming out of the season? What areas, either sprints, mid-distance, long distance, where do you think you're strongest?
You know, we are very solid in those mid-distances. Everything else we're kind of going to have to piece together. But as far as fours and eights go, I think we're going to be pretty solid right there.
All right. Well, so who are some of the girls that will be competing at 400, 800 levels for you?
Honestly, when I look at my lineup, they're all 400 and 800 runners, minus a couple. But, you know, Caden Spohr ran a lot of fours and eights for us last year and did really good there. I'm happy to have her back. I've got Taryn Peterson back. Riley Miller, Maya King, Marie Brand, they all were part of my 4x8 last year. That really started shaving some time off. And we've got, I think, some things to do with that potentially this year. And then I've got a couple freshmen, Lucy Sanderson, Liv Inman. They've been doing some really good things so far at practice. Yeah, just I think we're a young team, but I think there's a lot of potential.
So, I mean, you're strong in there. The numbers look good. Do you feel like when it comes to relays, even though it's like early, that the 4x4, the 4x8 would be the ones that you would target?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm kind of I need to see it to really feel like that's the way we need to go. So I don't make final decisions until, you know, a few days before districts. So I'm not real sure what the season holds for us, but I do know that we've got girls that can run fours and eights. So.
All right. So we'll see how that materializes.
yes.
What about the sprints? Who do you have that will be competing in 100s and 200s?
That one's a little more undecided. Definitely Jalen Peterson, got her back. She ran quite a few sprints for us last year. And then I've got some younger girls who, you know, if we can get some mechanics down, I think we'll be good there as well. So yeah, we'll just kind of have to see. I don't feel like I've had enough time to quite shake out these younger girls and maybe where they fit, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Any long distance, girls this year?
We really don't have any long distance kids this year.
Okay.
As of right now.
Yeah. And what about hurdlers? Anything there? 110 highs or 400, hurdles?
Yeah. That is probably.
Or 100.
We lost, a couple key seniors last year in that event, and I wasn't sure what this is going to look like, but we broke hurdles out finally this week with it being nice. And, there's a couple freshmen that, definitely have some potential there. You know, Jalen and Taryn, I obviously have back, and, then I had Caitlin Dreyer out there working on hurdles and Brooklyn Snyder from Xyra EHK. And, they both looked pretty solid, and I'm excited to see maybe what we can do with that with a little more practice. So.
Yeah, and then maybe some hopes of putting together a shuttle hurdle team.
Yeah, that would be my hope. Hurdling is definitely like one of my loves, but I do know that we have some big shoes to fill from losing our seniors last year. So, yeah, you know, we've got our work cut out for us, I think.
So what is your philosophy on relays? I mean, do you tinker in the early part of the season a lot? You know, you mentioned you don't really settle on things into districts. Well, how do you develop the process of which way you want to go and which relays you want to target? I mean, with 17 girls, you can't do everything, but,
right. But
I mean, how's the process work for you?
That's a good question. I kind of like to try a little bit of everything. yes, you're right. With 17 girls, I do have to be a little more selective, but I do think there's opportunity throughout the year to try everything just about once at least. Maybe not all at one meet, but we started with baselines this week, and then I'm going to kind of base our first meet, our early bird, from there. And it also kind of depends on who we're up against, especially being at the 2A level. We compete against a lot of 1A schools. So there's certain relays that I'd rather put us up against maybe 2A to see how we would shake out there. But yeah, I don't know. It's a work in progress for sure.
Right. So field events, what, any outstanding, jumpers coming in or throwers?
We've got Jalen back in the high jump for us from last year. Emily Foran long jumps for us. And as far as throwers, we're pretty new. I've roped my husband into helping them a little bit. And yeah, again, that's just, we're young. We've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but.
And just overall, who are some of your seniors this year that you're expecting to lead this team throughout?
I have one sole senior, and that's Emily Foran, and she does a really great job coming to practice every day with a good attitude, hyping the girls up. She wants to work hard. She wants to do well. She wants other people to do well. Yeah, she's definitely a good leader in that aspect.
Right. And just what would you say are some of your overall goals for this team throughout this season?
Right now, my goals are I want to keep everyone out. I want everyone to find success whenever that means to them. And then I want to continue to build this program. That's my goal for this year.
Any indoor meets coming up?
We have the Ames indoor meet tomorrow. We were able to qualify our sprint met, our 4x4, Cade in the open eight and Jalen in the open high jump. So.
Okay. And when's your first outdoor meet?
Our first outdoor meet is our early bird, which is March 31st.
Very good. Well, small but mighty. Let's hope that will be the case with your track team this year. And let's hope that things materialize with your relays. And, Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll be looking forward to following your girls' progress throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Lanny Christensen, head coach for Audubon Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.